Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Jean, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's a lovely morning in January, so can't complain too much as the weather's been holding down on us. But you're going to talk to us about family heirlooms, and you got a little show you're going to put on yourself. I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah, so it's really exciting for us to take the time to share our family history. And it's a whole lot more important than we think about. And probably one of the biggest reasons that we should share it is it's a great way to connect generations. So we hear about doing intergenerational activities. And when we share our family history and we do it with purpose, it is a great way to connect the grandparents and the parents and the kids. And so many times we don't pause in the busyness of today's life to realize the importance of talking about our family history, because if we don't do so, it gets lost. And we see that somewhat in all of our technology that we have. One of my fears when we think of family history, we think of photographs. And everything is so digital now, and technology is changing so fast that our pictures are not being printed as much as they used to be, and they're being stored on the cloud or they're being stored on social media, and over time we're losing that part of our family history. So keeping up to date and sharing the actual stories, printing those photos, sharing items is a great way for us to stay connected. So when we hear the stories, it helps the kids and the adults understand who they are. So it provides that sense of belonging and that sense of community. They can relate to their particular part of the family history and how everyone fits together. And research shows us that kids who know their family stories, they have higher self-esteem and a stronger sense of control over their lives. So that gives them that sense of purpose, knowing where they've come from, and helps us have the confidence to go forth and conquer their future, if you will. It's very important because it focuses on strengthening those family bonds. As I mentioned, the grandparents and the parents feel valued when the kids show an interest in what the history of their family is. And those stories kind of become those family anchors. And it can be everything from inside jokes. I know we have a lot of those in my family. There's one particular hat that my mom used to wear fishing that has a lot of humor behind it. Or it can just be traditions, traditions based around holidays or family vacations, or lessons learned. Not everybody's life is perfect. And every single person in our family has had those trials and those tribulations, and learning how they have overcome those will give our younger generations confidence to move forward. You know, we realize as youth that our family has faced difficult things and survived, and there again it gives the kids confidence to push through those times, not only for themselves, but they know that they can go to members of their family who have gone through similar situations and ask for advice and how to go forth. And one of the other things it does is it really helps to preserve our culture, and it preserves our traditions. And this goes back a little bit to a few topics ago when I was focusing on that family heirloom show and tell, how we can bring together items from our past and share the stories about those items, and then that weaves into the overall history of the family and why those items are important and why they choose to pass those items down from generation to generation. So it helps make everything kind of meaningful, and that can be recipes, it can be particular items, it can be values and beliefs that are passed around and talked about. So lots of different things that we can share. So when we talk about the family heirloom show and tell, for folks who may have missed my program on it a couple weeks back, what we really focus on in doing that is bringing an item to a gathering. So this can be a regular get-together that you might have, so it's a great activity to do around the holidays, but it might be a new tradition that you want to start this year. And everybody who would come to that get-together brings an item that's important to them and takes about 2 or 3 minutes to share the meaning behind that item and when they feel it is important. And it doesn't have to be something that's been passed down from generation to generation. It might be a new tradition that someone is starting in their family. And a real quick, easy example, our family went through a lot of trials in 2008. We lost my brother, we lost my mom, and we lost my grandma. And so we knew the holidays were going to be rough for us. So we started a new tradition of doing a family cooking challenge. And I made this crazy chef's hat, had all different colors and crazy fabric in it. And that chef's hat is passed around to the winner of the contest each year. And the goal in that is whoever wins the contest has to add something to the hat. And let me tell you, the hat is full of all kinds of things. Even my brother-in-law had to put the KU earrings on it just to pick on me because of being a K-Stater. So sharing new traditions or old traditions, that family heirloom show and tell really tells a lot of stories. So I have one coming up at the Lacine Library on Thursday, February 19th, and we're going to meet between 12:30 and 1:30, so right after their lunch program. And I'm encouraging folks who want to come to that event to bring an item. Now, depending on how many folks we have, I don't know that everyone will have a chance to share, but that'll give us a way to practice the show and tell so you can kind of get a feel for it and then take it back and enjoy it with your family. So just again, a fun way, a creative way to share part of your family history. So Thursday, February 19th at the Lacine Library, it's 209 North Broadway in Lacine from 12:30 to 1:30 in the afternoon. Folks who have questions or who want to participate, feel free to give me a call at 913-294-4306. Or if you'd just like more information or an information sheet on how you can do this with your family, if you're not able to attend the program, reach out to me as well. My email is kgoul@ksu.edu. I'd be more than happy to share the information with you as well.
Keeping family history so important. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.